there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. Welcome back to Building Better Marriages, the I do and I don't of everyday life, where we explore how navigating life's twists and turns can deepen your relationships and renew love. In today's episode, we're jumping into the beauty of embracing change as a couple, drawing inspiration from timeless wisdom and practical tips. So stay tuned to discover how you can journey together through change and emerge stronger than ever. Hi, I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, a therapist coach, and I am thrilled to be here with you on your journey of growing and knowing. Today, we're talking about embracing change. Yes, it's true. You heard it before, and it's true. We're going to do this. But change, I know changes can be unsettling, even frightening. But it also presents you with opportunities for growth. And as you navigate the I do and I don't of everyday life together with your spouse, I'm here to show you how you can deepen your connection and strengthen your love through it all. There was a time when I did everything myself because I could. I didn't ask for help. I gave 100% to my marriage, to our family, to church, to volunteering at different school functions, which I eventually took the reins, and creating lasting friendships, but not necessarily in that order. And that was fine until I sat down one day and I said, Lord, I lost it. I lost my giving heart in all of this busyness. I think I left it maybe under the pile of laundry, or I took it up with the slack of just getting things done, or holding on to a dream that wasn't going to happen. I kept up this pace until fairly recently, when I started to seek God first and ask Him for help. And slowly I began to release these things, these people, places that were not able to live up to my expectations. Things were changing. It was me that the Lord had me focus on. What did I need to change so that I can embrace it and have the relationships I wanted, to have that marriage I wanted? So with godly advice and counsel, I realized in all of the busyness, I just didn't ask for help. So I started simple with, what do I need help with? So I asked my husband, hey, do you think you can help me make the bed? We strip it on Friday mornings. I've always done that. And Friday evenings is when I would put the sheets back on or new sheets. And I decided to ask my husband to help me with this. And to my surprise, he said yes. So this has become our Friday ritual, our Friday night ritual, our Friday ritual where we do this together. And there's something so special about it. Watching him just brings me to helping me do this. It brings me to a happy place. And I love it. So then, soon after that, I thought, okay, I'm going to ask him about doing a devotional with me every morning. I felt like I was ready for this to be our together thing. And he said he had to think about it. Because he used to leave early in the morning to go to work. So then it became a once a week thing. Maybe once every couple of weeks we would do a devotional together in the morning. Now we do it every morning. And he's the one that does it. He's the one that gets our devotion. We sit in our place and we do it and we talk about it and we pray. This is God. So when you embrace change and when you think that there's a change happening, seek God first, right? So this is how my signature program came to be. We still do Creating a Marriage Manifesto, which is a self-paced couples workshop. And it's designed to help couples just like you to revitalize, to renew your marriage by creating a vision together that reflects shared dreams, values, and commitments. So once I asked my husband to do a devotional for me, his love language was to go to Home Depot on date night. And I said, yes, let's do this. And he was very happy about that. Change happens, but we need to share our dreams with each other. Share what it is that the change that you are feeling. We're not supposed to live the same season for our whole life. We go through seasons. And in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So this reminds us that change is a natural part of life's rhythm or seasons. So it's filled with different rhythms, patterns, cycles that shape experiences and interactions. So some of life's rhythms are like daily routines of waking up, going to school, going to work, eating meals, winding down for sleep. Create a rhythm in your daily life. Changing seasons are marked by shifts in weather, length of daylight. The natural landscape goes from barrenness, right, where leaves have fallen off the trees. There's the grass, and where I live in the Northeast, the grass is brown, and the, you know, the trees are bare except for certain evergreens, and no flowers until we get a new season. So we get that fruitfulness, we get that greenery and things like that. So it brings seasons, natural seasons bring about a different rhythm for the year. And we have all four seasons here, which I really love that. Your body operates on various biological rhythms, such as the sleep-wake cycle, life-producing cycle, circadian, bringing a daily rhythm, which influences your physical and emotional well-being. And what about life stages, right? Infancy to childhood, adolescence, adulthood, old age. Each stage of life brings its own unique rhythms, milestones, challenges, changes of transition to from change to transition, right? From what, living in one place, moving to another, raising children, and now they're adults, and now they're raising their own families. How to interact, how to embrace the change when it comes to adult children, grandchildren. Right, where it's very different when we have grandchildren than when we had our children. There are things that we just have to accept and the changes that brings. So there's the relationship dynamics that goes along with that, right? It's the connection, the communication, the conflict, the resolution, which shapes the ebb and flow of intimacy and connection. So these rhythms intersect and intertwine, shaping your understanding. And embracing these rhythms can help you find balance, harmony, and meaning in your everyday life as a couple. But what if you resisted change instead of welcoming it? Because we just heard of all the ways that life has seasons and rhythms. Maybe the phase of life you're clinging to has turned into a struggle because the thought of change feels overwhelming. The prospect of approaching things differently might signal that something is amiss or that your marriage is facing difficulties. Clutching onto a past phase, attempting to preserve a particular sentiment, obstructs the intimacy that you do crave. So when you think about the embracing change and these things that hinder that, maybe it's the place of what if I did have that relationship that I've longed for? So when you embrace change, you give opportunity for change to happen, to have something better. But if we don't allow that to happen, and we worry more about what other people think instead of what is right and just for your relationship, what you've gone to God with, then you're stuck in a place that you're not meant to be. Regrets, being overwhelmed, gets in the way of moving into the ebb and flow of intimacy and connection. So, embracing change with openness and acceptance. What does that mean? What does that feel like? Embracing change with an open heart. Accepting that you cannot control, you have very little control over what goes on outside of you, but you have all what you need, the control for you. You're the only one you can control or change. And that is still with God. So don't let fear control you. Fear can be paralyzing if it dictates your decisions. Acknowledge your fears, but don't let them hold you captive. Confront them with courage. Take a hold of courage and faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Fear has no place in your life. That's why we can have a healthy fear, right? We could have that healthy fear of crossing the street or when we meet a stranger or things like that. But don't let fear control you. The fear of the Lord is a good thing, but fear of this world is not good. Do let the Holy Spirit lead you into all truth. You have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Be intentional about embracing change. And embracing change is more than just a matter of attitude. It requires intentional action. Be intentional. It means being willing to communicate openly and honestly with each other, with your spouse, sharing dreams, sharing fears and hopes. It means offering support to one another and encouragement as you navigate the ups and downs of life together. And it means being willing to seek help when needed, whether through godly counsel, Christian counseling, coaching, or the wisdom of trusted godly friends and mentors. When you sit down and discuss your hopes, your dreams, share goals for the days ahead. What do you envision for your relationship? What values do you want to prioritize? You are replacing that feeling of fear with actionable steps because they give you boundaries. Boundaries may help you feel safe. So by aligning your visions and your aspirations, you can cultivate a sense of unity and purpose, anchoring yourselves amidst life's challenges. And as we wrap up today's episode of Embracing Change, I invite you to reflect on how you and your spouse together can embrace change as an opportunity for growth and renewal. Pick one thing. The first thing I started off with was having my husband help me make the bed on Fridays. I love Fridays. By leaning on each other for support, practicing listening to each other, to your hearts, creating a safe place, you are cultivating a shared vision for the future, which you can navigate with life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. If you found today's episode helpful, I encourage you to take the next step on your journey of embracing change with my self-paced workshop called We Still Do, Creating a Marriage Manifesto. I will put the information about that in the description box. Embracing change is the secret sauce of renewing love. So I want to thank you for being here. And while you're here, would you follow, like, and leave a review? That would bless my heart and help others find me too. Thank you. And until next time, remember to keep building your better marriage one day at a time. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's h2hcoaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage, rooted in faith and anchored in love.